We were going down to Logan, and Lisa's mom had a surgery, and we didn't know how tired we would be. And plus, I knew it was daylight savings time, and I thought, well, hey, I'm just going to have Mark come and preach today. I won't have to worry about a thing then. So, Mark, if I fall asleep, it's not your fault. Just wanted you to know. But as we do in our house, this is one of our elders, one of the men who likes to make a difference in our community here and in our community at large. And so it's our habit to give honor to whom honor is due. And by doing so, we receive the honor of that person. We receive their reward. So let's give Mark a hand as he comes and shares with us today. Can we do that? Come on, Mark. Come on down. Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. Here you go.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Did I get it on? No, I didn't. Somehow I knew it wasn't on. All right.
We good now?
We're good now.
No, we're good. Hello, everybody. How are we doing? Good to see you again. Last week at this time, we were winging our way back from California. And little did we know that in just about 2 hours, we would then be placed on an airplane for about a three-hour wait to get back out of Dallas and back into Detroit. It was lots and lots of fun. As is often the case, when the pastor says, hey, can you preach? And blah, 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 I always have something. Yeah, I got an idea that I'd like to share. But then I asked my wife, I said, honey, something that you would really like me to talk about in church. And she gave me a topic and said, okay, that sounds pretty good. And I prayed on that for a while. And I spent 2 or 3 days working on that and got something all ready. And then, as God does many, many times, a couple days back, I was reading the news. And then I got on Facebook. And then I started reading some other stuff. And then I turned on my radio. Yeah, and all I heard was fear and hatred and division and anger and people criticizing one another and people predicting doom and gloom and the world's going to end and the coronavirus is going to be the death of us all. And I just thought to myself, what in the world ever happened to us? What in the world ever happened to fun? What happened to joy? What happened to laughter? What happened to getting along with one another? What happened with making each other laugh and sharing a good time? And so at that point, the complete focus of my thoughts for today changed. And it brought to mind my dad. Now, bear with me a little bit, because my dad was one of those people that believed that God put us here to be funny. He believed that God put us here to have fun. He believed that God, in fact, he's the one who sat me down when I was about Jake's age, and everything was so serious to me, and I was like this brooding young man, and everything had to be, you know, just so serious. And he sat me down, and he said, look, you and me got to talk. And we go for a ride in his little blue pickup truck. And you know, he was very, very clever about that because he knew if he had me in a car, I couldn't go anywhere, right? So, yeah, I was captive. So he put me in his truck and we're driving around and he said, Mark, I got to tell you something. And whenever he said Mark, I knew he was serious. You know, usually he would not call me by name or whatever, but he said, Mark, I want to tell you something. And he said, I want you to listen to me. He said, God only gives us one life on this earth. He doesn't give you more than one. He gives you one. And if you don't have fun, it's nobody's fault but your own. He said, you need to lighten up, son. So let me just give you a few examples of my dad. Sorry about this one, Cord. When I was a cheerleader at Ohio State University, we traveled to the University of Indiana. Still to this day, the most beautiful campus I've ever seen. It is a beautiful, beautiful campus. But anyway, we're at the stadium, and I'm cheering. You know, we're cheering. We're doing our thing, and I'm looking up, and lo and behold, as a surprise to me, my dad shows up, and he's up there standing in the very top row of the end zone section with one of his best friends. They made the trip to Bloomington to watch the game and to take me out to dinner afterwards. And I'm seeing them, they're leaning over the edge. And I'm going, what in the world are they doing? They're leaning over the edge of the stadium. And then I see them laughing. they had snuck beer into the stadium, and they're taking their empties and dropping them over the edge to see if they can hit them in a garbage can, judging the wind and things like that. That was my dad. I can give you a further example. This is all on one trip. We used to have this thing called the Henry County Ohio State Alumni Association. And every year we would take a trip. We would go to Northwestern or Michigan State or whatever. But this particular year, we all went to Michigan State. So we pull up in this bus, right? This big old bus thing. We left from the point and drove up there. And we pull in the bus. My dad runs to the front of the bus right as we're getting close to where we're supposed to park. He says, "Let me out, let me out." The bus driver looks at him, and the head of the Alumni Association starts laughing, says, "Let him out." He gets out. My dad goes to the security guards, and he's trying to convince the guards that he's got the President of the United States and 30 Secret Service agents in this bus. And therefore, we need to park right up by the stadium, right? So he's working on these people. And pretty soon, even he gets the best of himself, and he starts busting out laughing. And the security guards, they started laughing with him, and that wasn't the end of it. So he gets on the bus, and they put us where we're supposed to park instead of right up by the stadium. So we get in the stadium, right? And our seats, they put us all in the end zone section. And Ohio State kicks an extra point. Lo and behold, it lands right, this before they had nets, lands right in my lap. I mean, I'm catching this. I caught the ball, right? My dad's sitting right next to me. He says, "Give me the ball." I said, "What?" You know, because the guys are coming up to retrieve the football. The security people are coming up to get the ball. He says, "Give me the ball, give me the ball." I give him the ball. He pulls a pocket knife out of his pocket. He deflates the ball, sticks his pocket knife in the valve, deflates the ball, and sticks it up under his shirt. So the security guards are up there looking all over for this football. "Where's the football? Where's the football?" Everybody's going, "Football? I don't know. I haven't seen a football." The only people who saw it were the people in our section. They saw where it went. They know what happened. Everybody's denying everything, right? So he sticks his ball. He's got this football under his coat. So after the game, we're all sitting. We go down on the thing. We're getting ready to walk down to the bottom level and walk out of the stadium. And everybody's talking about this. What? I mean, everybody called him Junie. His name was Junior, and everybody called him Junie. So everybody's talking about what Junie did with the football, right? And pretty soon somebody goes, "Hey, where is Junie?" And I'm thinking, "Oh no, he didn't," because earlier in the game he was telling me, "Look at that Sparty head on that mascot over there. That is really cool." I think, no, he didn't. And I'm looking over, and sure enough, out of the corner of my eye, I see Sparty moving. And he's moving toward the gate, and he's moving toward the gate ever so slowly. And I look down, and there's my dad's Ohio State Buckeye tennis shoes. He's got the Sparty head on. He's trying to walk out of the stadium with the Sparty head. That was my dad, okay? He was one of those men who, if you knew him, you loved him. And if you didn't know him, you'd already heard about him. And I wish to this day that I could have been more like that. And I got to thinking about it, and I thought, you know what? I truly believe that God, he designed us in his image, correct? He built us in his image. Now, do you suppose that God's up in heaven brooding all the time? Do you suppose he's causing divide up there all the time? Is he having fight between the saints and the angels? Is he accusing somebody of something that they've done wrong? Is he causing fear and anger and hatred up in heaven? No, he's not. He's absolutely not. What is he causing? He's causing love. He's causing encouragement. He's causing light. He's causing hope. He's causing everything positive, everything. And I believe he created us in his image, and he intends for us to do that very same thing. And so I started to look for biblical examples of that. And there is actually a biblical verse, and I found Ecclesiastes was very helpful in this little search. There's a biblical verse, Ecclesiastes 8:15, that God says, "Then I commended mirth, because man has no better thing under the sun than to eat, drink, and be merry." And I thought, no, isn't that funny? Eat, drink, and be merry. Remember, there was an old Burger King commercial or something that used to do that. Eat, drink, and be merry. You remember that? I don't know. I'm not even sure which restaurant chain it was. But somebody had that for its little slogan for a while. And I thought, eat, drink, and be merry. So then I looked at Ecclesiastes 3:13. And it says, every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of his labor. It is a gift of God. And then I looked again, Ecclesiastes 2:24, there is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. And I thought, how about that? The Bible is actually telling us to eat and drink and be merry. Now, I'm not talking about going bar hopping, okay? But I'm talking about sharing camaraderie with one another. I'm talking about enjoying your life. We're talking about enjoying the blessings that God gives you. We're talking about having a happy attitude, not letting what's going on in the world around you spoil your thought processes and your moods and your actions. Because when I started talking about this to my wife and what I was going to say today, she said, you know something, and this is very true, she said, what's going on today right now is Satan's work. Satan is loving what's going on right now. He's loving all this. He's loving the hatred. He's loving the divine. He's loving the accusations. He's loving the finger pointing. He's loving everybody being divided. He's loving all of this, okay? And he crushes and he crumbles and he dies when we have fun. He crushes and he crumbles and he dies when we're happy. He crushes and he crumbles and he dies when we make each other laugh. Laughter sickens him. Laughter sickens him. Laughter crushes him. Laughter makes him go away. You ever seen anybody hate and laugh at the same time? Only evil demons in cartoons. Mwah! You know, most of the time, if you're having a good time, you're not hating on people. If you're having a good time, you're not accusing anybody. If you're having a good time, you're spreading laughter. You're spreading joy. You're spreading happiness. You're enjoying yourself, and those around you are enjoying themselves. Proverbs 15:13 says, a merry heart makes a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. Now, there are times when we're heartbroken, and it hurts. Bad things happen to good people. And it hurts. We went through a season of that here not too long ago where we lost some people and it hurt. And you could feel it. It was palpable in this church. It hurt. Okay? But God gives us the Holy Spirit. And I don't know all of the nine, but I do know that in Galatians, it says that, but the fruits of the Spirit include joy. I think it's love, joy, etc. Joy is definitely one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And do we not have the Holy Spirit within us? We have the Holy Spirit within us. Joy is inbred in us. Yes, we will go through times of sorrow. Yes, we will. But the Holy Spirit within us will bring that joy back. And most of the time, he brings it back from the people around us. From those that we share, from those that we talk with, from those that we laugh with, from those that we joke with, from those that we have a good time being around, brings that joy back. Thinking about your blessings brings joy back. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is excellence, anything worthy of praise, you think about these things and you will have a joyful heart. So you can focus on those things. And I think that was the great thing about my dad. Everything, in all instances, it didn't matter what it was, he always found the positive in everything. He found it. If he had to look for it, he did, but he found it. And then he passed it on to everybody else and made everybody laugh. And he made everybody joyful. And he gave everybody a good time. Why are you laughing? You know somebody just like that, don't you? Yes. No. But it's just like that. That's why sometimes I get the biggest kick out of Cord and Jeremiah when they go after one another. It's just freaking funny, okay? And I enjoy people being funny. I'm not that kind of guy. I wish I was. I wish I could be funnier. And I'm going to try. I'm going to try. I really am. Yesterday afternoon, we were in our bedroom, and I walked up to my wife, and I said, turn around. I turned around. I put my backside against hers, and I said, look, we're dancing cheek to cheek. You know, just little, just, exactly. Now, did that make you laugh? See, all it takes is little things. It takes itty-bitty things like that to make you laugh. And laughter releases these wonderful things called endorphins. Just like exercise releases endorphins. And it makes us feel good. And when we feel good, guess what we tend to do? We tend to do good, don't we? When you're feeling happy, what's one of the things you want to do? You want to make other people happy. You want to share that with other people. So God encourages us to be happy. And when we're happy, and we know that God gave us that happiness, then we tend to praise Him for that. And we tend to thank Him for that. Thank you for that new car. Thank you for provision. Thank you for that healing. Thank you, blah, blah. And we give Him praise and we give Him thanksgiving. Psalms 149, verse 3 says, let them praise His name in the dance, and let them sing praises unto Him with the tremble and a harp. Now, I don't know what a tremble is. Anybody know what a tremble is? Nobody knows? I don't know what it is either. But you can bet it makes beautiful music. Somebody want to look that up? Google. Hey, Google, what's a tremble? Anyway, so what happens is God created us in His image. And then He created happiness. He says that. Then I commended mirth, because man has no greater thing under the sun. So He created happiness. He gave us His Spirit. He created us. He gave us His Spirit. And then He gave us joy. He gave us happiness. He gave us fun, because that's how He wants us to live. And then we fall into the trap of beating each other up, of calling each other names, of getting angry with one another, of throwing stones. And I think it's time to gather the stones together. I think it's time to gather the stones together. And Tim has quoted this verse quite a bit. It says, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for peace and not of, I can't even read my own writing, but anyway, plans for a future and of hope. He doesn't want us to have bad stuff. He wants us to have hope. He wants us to have a future. He wants us to have joy. He wants us to have laughter. He wants us to have fun. He wants us to do all of those things. So I kind of like to fight Satan anytime I get a chance. Reminds me of something that when Jake was little, and he said, Daddy, are you afraid of the devil? And I said, no, but the devil's afraid of your daddy. He's afraid of all of us. And right now, he's relishing in what's going on. Okay? And if we can turn this around, then he's going to be afraid of us again. Tim's got some wonderful posts on Bethel about fear and how we can conquer him if we just don't give in to the fear. Because that's what all this stuff is. One party fears the other. One person fears the other. We fear this, we fear that, and we get angry, and then we get poking names at one another, and then we start throwing stuff at each other, and it's fear. It's all based in fear. Can I ask you guys a question? Knowing where you came from, knowing where you're going because of what Jesus did, what in the world do we have to be afraid of? What in heaven do we have to be afraid of? What in hell do we have to be afraid of? Nothing. Zero, zip, nada, nothing. Nothing. We have nothing to be afraid of. And if all of this anger and all this hatred is based in fear, and we know we have nothing to be afraid of, then why should there be anger? Why should there be hatred? Why should there be division? But there is. Now, that doesn't mean you have to agree with everything everybody always says, because you're not going to. You're never going to. That's not going to happen. But the way you deal with it is a big difference. The way you handle it is a big difference. The way you massage that situation is a big difference. Don't let fear cause anger. Don't let fear control you. Don't let anger control you. Don't let frustration control you. Remember, God created you to be happy. He created you to be happy. And you can find good in each bad situation. It's there. It's there. Good things do happen to bad people, but remember, bad things do happen to good people, but remember, God is with you. So I thought to myself, we should be a source of laughter and joy to those around us, right? Shouldn't we? We should be a source of joy and laughter to those around us. So I challenge you all this week to try to be a jokester. Make people laugh this week. Be positive. Be upbeat. You know, gentlemen, poke fun at your wives a little bit, gently. Make them laugh. Make them giggle. Ladies, isn't that something you love about a guy, if a guy can make you laugh? It's in all the movies. Why do you like this guy so much? He makes me laugh. You know, isn't it? I don't know. Okay, you know, isn't that right? You kind of like a guy that makes you laugh? Sure. You know? Women, you poke fun at us all the time anyway. So just keep doing what you're doing. It's okay. You know, you make us laugh too. And that's a lot of fun. But then I thought to myself, okay, God wants us to eat and drink and be merry. Maybe when he says drink, maybe what he's talking about is drink of me. Drink of the Spirit, which is joy. Drink of that person that I've put in your life who gives you joy. Drink of the happiness that they're pouring out to you. And be merry. So I thought, okay, I'm going to be somebody that people can drink of joy from. I'm going to be somebody that people can drink up laughter from. I'm going to be somebody that people can drink up good times from. And it suddenly occurred to me, oh my gosh, my dad figured it out. He figured it out that was his purpose on this planet. You know, we all look for our purpose. He figured it out. His purpose was to make people laugh. His purpose was to make people feel good. His purpose was to always find the bright spot in every dark situation. That was his purpose. And he lived it to its fullest. So I am determined that I'm going to be more like him. I am determined that I'm going to look for the bright spot in every dark thing. I'm determined that I'm going to spread laughter. I'm going to try to get funnier. I don't know. I don't have the funny gene, but I'm going to find it somehow. Okay? I'm going to try to make y'all laugh. I'm going to try to make everybody around me feel so much. When they walk around me, I want them not only to feel God's Holy Spirit, but I want them to feel happy. I want them, you know what? I like being around you, Mark, because you're always freaking happy, and you're always making me laugh. That's what I want to be, and that's what I challenge all of us to try to be. Try to make people laugh. Not with corny dad jokes, but other ways. You know, try to make people... You see, now we all shared a laugh, right? And we all, and it felt good, didn't it? It felt good. It did. It felt good. And it felt so much better than the crap I'm reading in the news. It just felt good, you know? And they are, yes, they are corny, but they do make us laugh, Tim. Sometimes, yeah. Or at least they make us go, oh. Yeah. So I truly believe that if I can bring happiness, if I can bring joy, if I can bring laughter, then I'm doing God's work. I'm doing God's work. Am I not? He said, I commended mirth. He said, no greater thing is there under the sun for man than joy. No greater thing. So if I can help him create joy, if I can help him create laughter, if I can help him create fun, then I'm doing God's work. And I'm doing something a lot better than the news outlets are doing these days. So I challenge you all to join me. Join me in making people laugh. And lastly, I know I'm kind of short today, but that's on purpose. I'm still taller than you? Yeah. Everybody's taller than you? Ooh, Matt. While I found all these other verses in Ecclesiastes, I found perhaps the most famous one, which is Ecclesiastes 3:1-8, which is, they've even made a song about it back in the 60s called Turn, 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 if you remember. And I think we could probably do a 3-part message just on these 8 verses. You know, maybe you take a third, and Cord will take a third, and I'll take a third, and we'll do 4. We'll have John do a 4. We'll do 4. We could do 4 on this thing. It's so amazing. There you go. That's my dad, in a nutshell, right there. Do you know that he once went on a trip to the state tournament in Columbus, and while all the other guys were taking a shower, he stole all of their underwear, gave it, put it in the, you know how the maids in the hotels have those carts where they pull up and down the aisle to clean the rooms, and he stuffed it in the garbage can of the cart. Yes, that was Dad. Yeah. We were once in an Ohio State football game, and before the game, they have this big thing called the Heinegate party. I don't know if any of you have ever been there to Heinegate. There you go, yeah, to a Heinegate party. And they used to have a band up there called the Danger Brothers. Well, one day, we're all sitting there, and, you know, we're having a drink, and we're watching the band. We're doing the band, and we're doing all this stuff, and everybody goes, where's Junie? And we look up on the stage, and back then they had, you could buy a beer in a cup, or you could buy a beer in a bucket. We looked up on the stage, and here's Junie on the stage with the Danger Brothers with the bucket of beer turned upside down on his head. That was him. In a nutshell, absolutely crazy guy that everybody loved. It got to be to a point where the Danger Brothers would invite him up on the stage. Hey, Junie! You know, right? Come on, Junie, come on up. And it just, that's just the way it was. So I think that it makes me laugh to think about him. It makes me laugh to think about some of you and the way that you make me laugh. So if we could all be that way, if we could all be that way, man, how happy we would be. How much fun we would have. How closer together we would draw. What an inspiration we would be to those around us at work, to those around us wherever we may be. You know, what an inspiration. I would love to sit in Cord's classroom sometime because I'll bet you crack some good ones. No? No? Bad jokes? Oh, he does. She told on him, Cord does bad dad jokes. Okay. He probably steals them from you.
Generally, I just make fun of students.
There you go. But anyway, I want to read this to you because it's one of those things right now with everything that's going on in this country. This is a really good verse for us to think about. Ecclesiastes 3:1-8 says, to everything there is a season, and a time for every purpose under heaven. There's a time to be born and a time to die. There's a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted. There's a time to kill and a time to heal. There's a time to break down and a time to build up. There's a time to reap. I'm sorry, a time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. It's a time to gain and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Millions upon millions upon millions upon millions of people read that verse on a daily basis and having a clue what it's saying. Let me just encourage you. Make them laugh. There's an old song in a movie about that, right? Make them laugh, make them laugh, make them laugh. Yeah. Make them laugh. Be a source of joy to those around you. Be a source of fun. Be a source of laughter. Make them lighthearted. Tear them out of their doldrums. Tear them out of their blues. Tear them out of their fears and their angers and their frustrations. Help them out of that. Help them to see the bright side. Be a beacon of light, not of darkness. Make them laugh. Have fun. No greater gift has God given us. It says so right in the Bible. Have a great week. Thank you.
Mark, yeah, give him a hand. Come on. Do me a favor. I need the board of directors. I need these two guys and that lady to step out in the hall with me for a second. It's I got a surprise for you. We want to do something nice, yeah. So no, you stay right here.
Oh, okay.
Because you're going to take testimonies.
Oh, all right.
Or dance and sing for 5 minutes while we get... I need you guys out here just for a second real quick. And then, yeah, we'll be right back in.
So. Okay. Does anybody have a testimony? Anything wonderful happened this week? Anything? Anybody? How about anything semi-wonderful happened this week? Yes, we sure did. That was always fun. It's always fun. My wife and Jake and I went out last night. We went to Jersey's and we're having a meal and I'm getting ready to go. And I say, well, I'm going to go to the restroom before we leave. And I walk in. There's Matt and Lisa in the last booth. Hey, what are you guys doing? So we had them join us. It's just always fun. And again, we laughed, didn't we? We laughed and we joked and we had a great time. And it's just good to get together and to do that. So, John, you got any good jokes you can tell? Any clean ones? No?
No?
Okay. Throw me in the spotlight. Does anybody have something funny that they want to share? In going with the... Does anybody have something funny that they want to share? You found some money? Holy smoke. Really? Can I have it? No, I'm just kidding. Here, go ahead.
In the purse.
Okay. See, that was good. Okay, John's got one. Here we go.
So I'm a good Christian, so I was paying attention, but the pastor's wife was texting me. And she sends me a joke that says, I've combined a laxative and alphabet soup. I call it letter rip.
That's what you were laughing about. And here I thought I was being funny. And all the time it was the pastor's wife that was cracking everybody up. Oh, you married a gem, I'll tell you that.
I know. A couple of you on one side of him, one of you on the other side of him. So, Mark, we didn't have a chance to say much. This is our board of directors when we had our thing a couple of weeks ago, you know, and we said who had made the board and everything. We didn't get a chance. Some of them weren't here. Some of them were sick and everything. But Mark's message today was kind of inspiring to me that I thought we should make sure that you know, you all know who our board of directors is. And especially, we wanted to welcome Mark. I think it'd be good for us to make him feel welcome. Can we do that right now, everybody? Let's make him feel... Such an inspiring message. I was so inspired by that message to make him feel welcome to our board of directors. Yeah, I don't know who signed up to clean this week, but thank you for the extra. Stuff dries up and vacuums up pretty good. Huh? Oh, is he? Okay. You're welcome. No, you're not signed up. Mike, not Mark. It's not that hard to clean up. It really isn't. It'll dry. We'll get her done. You know, I asked the board members out in the hall, and I said, will you help me with this? And it was like, that was the fastest board decision we've ever made in our lives. They were so ready to do that. By the way, I think we need to do one more thing before we close the service. I think we need to take up a cash offering. The reason for this is I found out that the CDC and the World Health Organization has said that your money may have the coronavirus on it. We want to take it up from you so that, just give it all here, and then we'll make sure that there is, nothing wrong with it, and we'll take care of it for you. That way you don't have to worry about getting sick or anything. Isn't that nice of us?
Didn't even smile
during the dad joke. That was actually not even my joke, but... All right, let's all stand up together.
Why did I give you that?
Yeah, what were you thinking? You gave that to him. The beautiful thing is, in a couple of weeks, we'll have cameras up. We'll actually be able to get all that stuff, It won't be missed. All right. I do really appreciate that word today, Mark. That was a good word. And I looked up the Hebrew word for mirth that was there, and it's of all things, it's simha. It's got H-A at the end of it. So simha. So go out and simha your neighborhood, your neighbors, your coworkers, and everything else. That just sounds like a good thing to do. So grab somebody's hand next to you. We're going to pray. And again, just so glad you were all here with us today. If someone didn't give you a hug or a handshake or something to make you feel welcome, you let me know, and we'll get them with silly string. Anyway, whatever it takes. So, Father, thank you for this house, these wonderful people, the laughter, the love that is growing in this place. We just sense, God, that you're doing something special here. And we just believe, Lord, as we go from this place, we'll carry your love, your light, your life. And in the midst of all that, God, we'll see signs and wonders and miracles and people being touched and lives being changed. And we give you praise for all of it in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said,
amen.
Amen. God bless you.